the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
There you go. If you hadn't had your coffee, that sting alone is probably enough to get you going.
That is the sound of coffee. Indeed.
Great work, Jules. Great work.
Yes, and thanks, Jules, for the great sting. I slightly cringe every time I hear that. Slightly, a lot. Oh, hey, so Russian movies. No, it's not really a Russian movie at all. It's
As you were saying before, if it's not giving anything away, banned in Russia?
Yeah, banned in Russia and the Ukraine and Kazakhstan and a lot of places, actually, under Putin's control, decided that this film was not for mass consumption at all. Wonder why. It's the death of Stalin, and of course, it sounds very serious, doesn't it? Sounds like the kind of matinee you'd go to with a great aunt, maybe out at Mission Bay. However, it's a satire, which is wonderful. It is by the amazing Scottish, Italian heritage Scottish guy called Armando Iannucci, and he is, of course, responsible for Veep, which is a pretty interesting satire piece in itself, and In the Loop,
and The Thick of It, which is sensational.
Love it.
And Time Trumpet, which is also pretty special. He's got an excellent sense of the bizarre in satire.
Yes. And, satire needs to run a fairly tight line. It needs to be kind of like controversial and awkward and to push buttons. And The Death of Stalin certainly does that. It's got a pretty star-studded lineup too of characters. I don't know, Michael Palin? Pretty funny, isn't it?
It is pretty funny. And I mean, when you look at the poster or when you look at the rundown of the stars, you go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. But there's a fair bit of casting against type, which is fun as well. Or really, really two types. So making Michael Palin pay a very fusty, uptight, kind of can't talk through his upper lip properly.
It's satire. Yeah, the casting itself is embedded with that kind of irony. And, you know, satire is so important, isn't it? It's really important to use comedy to actually to critique, because sometimes it's really difficult to make a direct hit on politicians.
I think you can actually get away with more.
Precisely.
Absolutely.
You can make all the commentary around it using humour in a way that you can't say directly, because you might be done for slander or
especially
for
in Russia.
Defamation. Especially in Russia, yeah. It was kind of interesting, isn't it, that satire goes all the way back to the Magna Carta in 1215.
What?
And the need for freedom of speech.
Oh. Yeah.
And how it's actually something that we should encourage.
Why did they satirise that then?
I don't know. But it can run a fine line, and of course it's important to also be critical of parody, because sometimes it can step into being, we've been having these discussions about accents on air.
Yeah. Well, yes. It's a grey area. And also the whole Southern Molyneux thing, and a huge argument about free speech and so on and so forth. So
this is the flip side of the coin.
It is.
Such a fascinating debate. So The Death of Stalin actually just notches up the situation that already existed, with Stalin. So because Stalin was such a control freak, that when he died, no one really wanted to say that he was dead, because if he wasn't dead, then they'd be done for treason.
So or if they dealt with the death incorrectly, they would be done away with.
Like laughing like you
just
did.
There's so much fear around this figure, even after he's left this mortal coil. So this an actual true thing that happened. Well, according to history books, so when Stalin did die, everyone around him was too terrified to actually act as you normally would, in case they got it wrong. But also jostling for power in quite a strict power structured Russia. And this takes a real event and just really kind of satirizes it.
It just turns it up a little bit. It's actually speaking the truth, but just with an exaggeration in it that actually explodes the truth all over the page, or over the screen in this case. And we see all of these kind of sycophantic, officials in these awful hierarchies kind of falling apart and being terrified. They're turned into these quivering Rex of nervousness.
What happens?
Even his own daughter.
What happens when there's like a power vacuum and everybody rushes to fill it? So it is a star-studded cast. We've got Steve Buscemi, Simon Russell Beale, the fantastic English Shakespearean actor.
Yes.
Paddy Considine, Rupert Friend, Jason Isaacs, Michael Palin, Andrea Riseborough, who's in Mandy? Yeah. Dermot Crowley.
Yes, Mandy.
Paul Whitehouse, Harry Enfield fans, and Jeffrey Tambor.
Thank you so much for pronouncing all of those names, Sarah.
Probably got half of them
wrong. None of it is in a Russian accent. They haven't bothered with that. It's all...
No, this is the beautiful thing about the death of Stalin is, you know, you'd think that people would be, trained up in doing Russian accents. Yeah. This is just the actors using their everyday accents.
That's fantastic.
Which is wonderful, isn't it? There's a lot of space for that, I think.
It takes that kind of weird British comedy aspect and the irreverence of that and plonks it into what must have been quite a stressful situation if you were part of the NKVD. Oh, dear.
Ian Ritchie is definitely one of the best satirists in the world currently, you know, and I think that he's done an amazingly, fine job of this because it could have been awful.
When you think about it, that the thick of it was... If I'd made that and nothing else in the rest of my life, I'd be so happy with it.
Yeah.
But he's still coming out with better and better stuff.
It's quite pithy, one-liners. It's full of the F word. You know, all these things really offended the Russians, by the way.
Good.
And, I mean, I know that, you know, perhaps it's not the place of somebody from the UK to satirise someone else's culture. However, Stalin, of course, is surely ripe for some kind of feedback and critique.
There's a comedy. There's a great quote when I was searching for dates. Armando Iannucci talking about doing research for the film, describing Stalin's status in Russia at the time, saying Hitler is poison, Hitler is toxic. You wouldn't get portraits of Hitler in any German hotels. But the hotel we were staying at in Moscow had a portrait of Stalin up. He's gotten away with it, really. We've quietly drawn a veil over him and not really concerned ourselves too much about his atrocities.
This is it.
Oh, you know, dear.
That quote actually just epitomises what's happened. Yeah, he hasn't been held accountable. So what this is doing, the satire, this comedy, is actually kind of pointing that out.
But is it funny?
Yeah. Doesn't really matter, does it?
Okay, you know, good point.
It makes you think.
Should people text in to win the DVD?
Oh, that's quite funny. I mean,
in
you want to...
In a pithy way.
They should if they want to watch it, but I mean I'm not going to force anything like that on anybody. I mean maybe they could. You don't have to call up. It would be quite nice if somebody else could name like a different political satire, maybe, you know.
That's true.
Like Adventure Time or Robot Chicken, for example.
Do you think it's an important time for a kind of deflating of Russia to come out? Is there any parallel going on? Something which is quite...
I mean, if we were to start with Russia, we'd have to move into a lot of other countries, probably even including, you know, our own, maybe.
That's true.
Or Australasia, at least.
That's true.
We're in weird times.
I've got a text in saying, Stalin was a genocidal maniac who was responsible for the death of more people than Hitler. I think
I think that was
Iannucci's point. Like, he got away with it. There's still pictures of him all over Russia. My father just got back from Russia, and lots of Stalin still around.
Gosh. And, you know, there has been critique around this film about, you know, bringing up a really awful time, you know, people's families were slaughtered by this guy, et cetera. Making light of it. However, as you're saying, you know, this is actually holding him to account in a way that he hasn't been before. And the fact that your father's just returned from Russia with Stalinist kind of images, at least in his head.
Yeah.
Let alone his souvenirs.
Oh, dear. Something potentially for Taika Waititi to think about as he tackles the other major genocidal maniac of those wars.
Yeah. Enough with the genocidal maniacs. Bring on MASH.
Other people coming in with their favourite genocidal maniacs. No, not really what we wanted. If you want the DVD, don't tell us your favourite genocidal maniac. Text in and tell us another one of your favourite political satires. You can text in on either 5395 or call in 309 3879. First person to get one that isn't a bit off colour, that DVD is yours.
There are lots of satires out there.
There are heaps, bro.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
Thank you very much, Maria.